All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. I am so glad that you are here as we dive into this theme today of responsibility. Responsibility. And we hear from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. There's a fuller story. I'm going to read just a verse of that, where Jesus told this parable. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. I don't know about you, but when we hear that story, that parable of Jesus, it harkens this sense within us to acknowledge the need that is right there, to recognize where we live within location and how it is that we're called to bring about life. Because each of us, God's people, disciples of this living Jesus, one who lived in such a way that compels us to do the same, leads us to love God and love neighbor. So let's hear these words on responsibility from Calling Now.
As a kid, I experienced what most kids experience from time to time. Adults asking the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? For me, the answer often fluctuated between a pastor, a writer, or a teacher. And while my own young kids don't have a sense of what that question is even asking yet, I sometimes find myself wondering, based on their current interests, what career path lies ahead for them. My 2-year-old loves to play with a toy stethoscope and thermometer. Will she be a doctor? Or she thoroughly enjoys cooking in her play kitchen with wooden utensils and serving me meals of delicious pretend food. Will she be a chef or own her own bakery someday? Towards the end of high school, that question gets more and more urgent for many of us. What do I want to be when I grow up? As soon as we graduate from the 12th grade, we are to move on to a job, a career, college with a certain major or school for a specific trade. So there is an abundant amount of pressure to figure out, what do I want to be? What am I called to? Our calling is more than a job. Our calling is to our places of responsibility, to the people and areas and neighborhoods in our spheres of being and influence. As we can see in this parable in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells about Lazarus, a man who was poor, hungry, and sick, who lived right outside a rich man's house. But instead of loving his literal neighbor, the rich man ignores Lazarus's suffering. We are called to participate with God in the world with all that we have, and to participate right where we are. As the whole of Scripture points us to again and again, our calling is to love God and love our neighbor in all that we do, wherever we find ourselves. And so, we are called to our families. When someone is lying on our doorstep in need of help, that is where we are called to. When there is some sort of injustice, we are called to confront it on behalf of our neighbor.
Indeed, the word there, our calling is more than a job. Our calling is more than a job. The calling that Jesus gives to each of us, I see more as a lifestyle, as a way of being in the world. where God's light and love is reflected in our lives and poured out through our lives for the sake of the other. And so how does that story that she shared with you remind you of the thing that you wanted to be when you grew up, or the thing that you desire to be now at this point on your journey? And then think about this. The decision to care for others is often more complicated than we realize, right? And so what are the key drivers for your compassion? Where do you leverage that and step into that more fully? And what's the difference between owning your God-given responsibility for others and over-functioning for them? That's another good question, right? Yeah, what is our God-given responsibility for others, and then also allowing freedom and the opportunity to engage differently, maybe than what we even see directly up front? And as you process that this week, I pray that you see that calling is part of your responsibility in how you live. So let's pray. Loving God, you know the needs of each one of your creatures and long deeply for our flourishing. Grace us with your generosity and kindness toward one another. We are responsible for our neighbors. We are called not just as individuals, but as members of the body of Christ, as members of the created world. When one of us suffers, we all suffer. And Lord, have mercy. There is much suffering in our world today. So inspire us to be beacons of your love wherever we find ourselves, in our homes and schools, workplaces and community centers. Empower us to care for one another as your Son cares for us. And God's people say amen. Well, stay motivated out there, and may you be inspired by how God is alive and at work in you and in those you encounter along the way. All right, good day.